We think it's a horrible idea. For the passenger experience, it's just, first of all, creates a nuisance level that doesn't currently exist. But that nuisance could potentially quickly escalate into, you know, a passenger altercation. And my job as a flight attendant, obviously, is to make sure to keep calm, cool, collected cabin. It's already a lot of ambient noise on an aircraft. And if you've ever used your noise-canceling headphones, you would be surprised at how much noise exists out there. So if you're having a voice call, you would be speaking that much louder. And if somebody didn't like it, you know, that could lead to aggression. And if I'm the flight attendant and voice calls are allowed, I wouldn't really be able to do anything about that.
Is it much different, though, to some of the irritations that already happen on planes? I'm thinking about having a screaming baby near you or a child kicking the back of your seat. I mean, there are already plenty of potential flashpoints, aren't there, on planes?
Your two flashpoints are little kids, though, what you just mentioned. And so, you know, yes, certainly if a baby's crying, that's hard. It's especially hard for a mother. It pulls at you in a more particular way. But, you know, obviously all of these business travelers were infants themselves at one point. That doesn't mean that, you know, they have to act as infants in their adulthood, though, and, you know, create altercations for sure. But no, we do think that it's creating a situation that doesn't currently exist. So child needing a diaper change, that's just, you know, bodily function. But creating this atmosphere that would not be conducive to a calm traveling experience, we just think is unnecessary.
The thing is, though, using your mobile on a plane, it is something that I imagine quite a few passengers would actually find useful and would appreciate being able to do. Isn't it down to the airlines to try and manage ways to make that happen? I don't know, maybe cordon off a particular area of the plane so it would be less annoying to passengers who don't want to do it.
Well, you've mentioned a few things there. So first of all, on cordoning off the airplane, it's just not possible. We have to have it open between the cabins so that as flight attendant, for security reasons, I can see from nose to tail and be able to get there quickly. And so there's really no place on an airplane as well where you could go cordoned off. A cordon doesn't cancel any noise out.
Where do you think the pressure is coming from then to make this happen? If the cabin crew don't like it, people like you, if, as surveys suggest, the majority of passengers wouldn't like it, who's pushing for it?
So you're asking a very obvious question, and that would be the industry that stands to make money off of this, that provides that service. And it's really a handful of people deciding the passenger experience for all. And that's, you know, we do not want to see that happen. I want, as a flight attendant, to create that calm atmosphere, that this is really an oasis away from all that hubbub. And so now, if there's already the relaxation that you can be connected via the internet, it's not too retro to just keep quiet on an airplane.